All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts. Here at the Sideshow Network, go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea, you want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden coming to you with a new episode of Who's Paying Attention. This is episode 67. Welcome to 2014, a new year full of new hope. Well, not too sure about that, but we'll get to that soon enough. As far as New Year's resolutions go, if my New Year's resolution is to get fat, then I'm doing a pretty good job. Can't help it. Junk food. The holiday eating binge continues. I don't know. I'll get it together. But listen, this is not about me, so don't even worry about that. Right now, I am fortunately, for me, coming to you live from Bermuda. I have escaped the nationwide polar vortex. That's right. They gave it a name. They love giving weather a name. I was in New York January 2nd through 5th when Winter Storm Hercules was coming. And Hercules had a name and was going to destroy New York City. Well, in Manhattan, it was basically a snowstorm. There were about 5 inches, maybe 6 inches of snow. In the outlying suburbs, there was more. That was on Friday. By Sunday, the temperature had warmed up to the 40s and it rained, washing most of the snow away. So somehow people survived. But it's been cold. The Northeast, the Midwest, just bitter cold for a week, and they had to come up with a name, so it became the polar vortex, and they explained how cold air was coming from the north and no warm air from the south, and listen, I don't know what I'm talking about, but you know what? Neither do they. You listen to the weather reports. What the hell are they doing? It's literally, at times, sounds like they just make it up. Listen, it's going to be cold for a week. How cold? Bitter cold. Ridiculously cold. It's going to be Canada cold until further notice. That could have been the weather report. But they had to make it the polar vortex. And once you've added science to it, now we have to add politics. So you get the few right-wing talking points that it proves that global warming doesn't exist. Really? It's been 80 degrees in L.A. all winter. I live in L.A. This has been a warm winter, and we love it. But anyway, nonsense. This is my point. Nonsense. Talking just to talk, which is what I'm doing right now. Sorry. But I don't even know how much more I can do with this podcast, only because I get tired of repeating the same things. And I'll explain that in a minute. But before I go any farther with this weather thing, can we talk about the airlines and exactly what the hell is going on over there? What kind of business is this? Basically, why don't they just come out and say, listen, you have no choice. You cannot drive from LA to New York in 6 hours. You can't drive from Chicago to Miami in 3 hours. You can't drive from point A to point B. We got you. So give us your money and we'll tell you what you're going to do. Personally, this was my experience with the polar vortex and airline travel, whatever else. I have a ticket booked from L.A. to Miami to Bermuda. In the wintertime, I specifically book my flights through the southern states because I love them. No, I'm kidding. You know better than that. But the weather is better, so I try to avoid delays. So L.A. to Miami to Bermuda. And American Airlines says, don't be ridiculous. Why would you fly through Miami when we have incredible flight delays in the Midwest and Northeast? How about we cancel that flight? We're not going to tell you why. We're just canceling that flight, and we're going to send you from L.A. to New York to Bermuda. That way, you get to go to the heart of the flight delays with a temperature hovering around zero, ice and planes skidding off runways and who knows what else. That's the direction we want you to fly. Oh, you want to call us? Well, guess what? There's a two-hour wait on hold, but what we will do is take your number, call you back, and then put you on hold for a half hour. Now, this isn't unusual. This is standard practice for airlines. No other business could provide this customer service and just keep going. Well, you weren't on American. You were on JetBlue. Good luck with that. This past Sunday and Monday, JetBlue just canceled all of their flights. We're not flying anything. How do you do that? People stuck. New York, Boston, a friend of mine had to get from San Francisco to Boston. Really? Well, you're not going on JetBlue. You got to go buy a ticket on Delta. Well, how come Delta can fly there and JetBlue can't? Nobody knows. Remember the airline industry, the passenger bill of rights? Remember all that talk in Congress? What happened to that passenger bill of rights? I'll tell you what happened. The airline lobby spread a few million dollars around Congress and said, listen, we got the right to give you guys a few million dollars. Screw those passengers. And that's what happened. I think my favorite moment with the American Airlines delay, and personally I think of the major airlines are American, Delta, and United after the mergers. American to me is the worst one. I fly all the time. Their customer service is nil. We landed in New York. We're waiting for the bags. And they said our bags had been delayed because of the weather. Okay? Stop and think about that for a minute. Bags are on the same plane as the people. People are off the plane. Bags are delayed by the weather. I think my bags are like, we're going to Miami. It's warmer. They claim the baggage handlers couldn't be outside in the cold. I say, tell that to some Canadian baggage handlers. If you ever think it's cold in this country, just browse through Canadian temperatures and you'd be like, man, I am glad I live in balmy Minnesota. Whew, Omaha was cold. Then I checked Winnipeg. I don't buy it, American. You just don't care. Yet the customers are hostages and you do what you want to do. So enough of that one. Let's move on. Now, this is where I get to the point of it's difficult to do the podcast because it's the same old thing. The same old thing. Let's start with news that isn't news. Hey, everybody, guess what? Dennis Rodman is not a diplomat. I know, you're floored by that information, right? You were sitting there saying, now who could be a better diplomat than a man who wears a nose ring and regularly wears wedding dresses? Didn't even get married in one. Just puts them on now and then for the hell of it. Yeah, that would be, let's interview him. Dennis Rodman, if he wants to go play basketball in North Korea, that's his business. How he talked the other ex-NBA players into going with him, God only knows. Can't imagine what that conversation was or maybe how much money they needed. But anyway, it's not supposed to be covered by CNN, MSNBC, Fox, or any other major news outlet. Anything Dennis Rodman does should be covered by TMZ. Now, granted, TMZ has become a major news outlet because we're more interested in Miley Cyrus twerking than extending unemployment benefits with a vote in the Senate, but that's our problem. You can't cover that as, listen, Dennis Rodman drunk from a press conference saying the wrong thing, not news. Duck commander guy, not liking gay people and thinking black people were much happier back in the Jim Crow era, not news. Take a look at that guy and tell me you see open-minded and progressive and no. Is he intelligent? I'm sure he is. He's made millions of dollars with his duck calls, and now he's got a line of guns, which I'm not even going to get into, but good for him. I guess if you're a duck hunter, you make money on the gun endorsement. Can't really explain the assault weapons in the selection, but maybe there's a lot of ducks. Maybe there's a lot of ducks, and you need an assault weapon style camouflage duck hunting gun. Look it up for yourself. It's made by Mossberg. I wish I could make this stuff up. It's not news, okay? Rodman is not news. Miley Cyrus twerking, not major news. We're heading into the awards season. We're going to have the SAG Awards and the Golden Globes and the Grammys and the Oscars. Listen, great. No dress, no woman wears should be covered as news, but you know it's going to be the opening story on CNN that, ooh, someone slipped us a nipple. Stop everything, America. There's no need for budget negotiations or a State of the Union address. We saw an actress's nipple. News that's not news. Here's another one. Okay, you've probably heard about this. Chris Christie and the traffic thing in Fort Lee, New Jersey. People on Chris Christie's staff shut down traffic lanes going to the George Washington Bridge, the major conduit from New York to New Jersey, creating monster traffic jams and stranding the children. You can never mess with the children. Stranding the children and school buses and on and on and on. Now it comes out. Chris Christie comes out, claims he knew nothing about it. I don't buy that for a minute. His whole thing, Chris Christie is always this big, blustery guy, busts into the room bigger than life. I'm the man. The buck stops here. There's no accountability in government. I'm accountable. Blah, blah, blah. Something goes wrong. I ain't know nothing about it. How did that happen? Fire somebody. You know and I know that he knew. All right, I'll say it again. You know, and I know that he knew. There's no way that the head of the, you know, higher ups in the governor's staff are just going to close major roadways and create massive traffic jams and him not know about it. And if he didn't know, he's incompetent. Whatever. That, it is what it is. Here's my problem. It's not Bridgegate. It's not Bridgegate. Ever since Watergate, anything that happens gets a gate on the end. Okay, Watergate was in 1972. It's 40 years ago. The gate is closed. Stop putting gate on the end of everything. How is the winter storm, the polar vortex? Shouldn't it have been Wintergate, Coldgate? Everything, not the toothpaste. I said Coldgate with a D. Everything's a gate now. Stop it. Okay, now I'm going to continue with the news that is not news. The Republicans refuse to work with the Democrats. I know, it's difficult. I hope you were sitting down when I said that. The unemployment benefits, they're stuck in the Senate. The Republicans won't vote for extending unemployment benefits. Why? Because we need to be fiscally responsible, and it's more fiscally responsible to let these people starve the way Jesus intended. No, the reason I call bullshit on this is because they shut down the government. That government shut down, estimated costs somewhere between $2 billion minimum, which was the immediate cost, to 20-some-odd billion, which could be the long-range cost. I don't know how the Standard & Poor's and the government budget affairs figure these things out. Don't worry, they don't know either. But the costs are somewhere between $2 and $24 billion. No problem doing that. Why? Because they hate Obamacare. But to spend $6 billion to extend unemployment benefits, oh, that'll stop everything. One of them, Mitch McConnell, said, okay, we'll pay the $6 billion if we shut down Obamacare and the health insurance bill for another year. Stop it. Would you leave the health care bill alone? It didn't work perfectly. It's slowly coming around. It's the law. Republicans, let it go. Live with it. But again, this is what I'm talking about. It's just going to be the same thing. Every fight in government, well, we'll talk to you if you shut down health care. Stop it. The same old thing. I have nothing new to add. I so wish I did, but I don't. Republicans refuse to work with Democrats. Why do you always blame the Republicans? because they're the ones who are being completely unreasonable. That sound in the background is a Bermuda scooter, and the day begins. Okay, what else just... Here's another news that's not news. Racism. I've said it before, I'll say it again. When do we let go of this? Just move on, do something. You may or may not heard, Saturday Night Live hired a black woman cast member. That's news. That it's actually 2014, and it's news that Saturday Night Live added a black woman. Do you know how ridiculous and embarrassing that should be? Sasheer Zamata, she was trained as an actress. She comes from the Upright Citizens Brigade, which is a great sketch comedy deal in New York and L.A. Probably very talented, very funny. They couldn't find a black woman for 4 years, then they caught some flack and found one in 2 months. Listen, there are black women who are funny. It's not news. The news should be that it's ridiculous. Anytime we're still dealing with the first black anything and we're amazed by it, that should be news. It should be horrible news. Now, when are they going to hire the Latina? See you in 20 years, I guess. I don't know. And I don't know if that'll be news. I don't know if she'll be allowed in the country. If Sheriff Joe from Arizona finds out, it ain't going to happen. Oh, other news that's not news. I don't know if you've heard about this. The University of Texas, okay, which is a college football program in name only. You better believe it's pro football down there in Texas. But anyway, they hired Charlie Strong, a black football coach. And the day after they hired him, good old Red McCombs, good old boy, super rich, owned the San Antonio Spurs, the Denver Nuggets, the Minnesota Vikings, co-founder of Clear Channel. Yeah, we know how open-minded they are. Whoo, great people over there. Anyway, oh, by the way, the University of Texas Business School is named after him. Day after they hire Charlie Strong, Red has a little hissy fit. What? A black head coach? He ain't qualified. We wanted John Gruden. For those who don't know anything about sports, John Gruden used to be the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's now an announcer for ABC and ESPN on Monday Night Football. Has said repeatedly he's not going back to coaching a pro team, let alone college. He's not doing it. You think that bothers Red McComb? No. Said this Charlie Strong, well, he's this young black feller, he's good for a position coach. He could be maybe an offensive coordinator. But a head coach, well, that's just a kick in the face. You didn't check with us before you hired a nigger. Stop it. It's the same old thing. News that's not news. It won't happen in my generation, but one day we'll get past this. Here was a story that I loved only because I've experienced it and I am now on the other side. Driving while black. Apparently, young black males aren't paranoid. San Diego, since the year 2000, has been studying their traffic stops. Blacks under 25 have a 28% chance of being stopped for investigative reasons. Investigative reasons means we don't like the way you look. Now, white kids under 25, a 12.5% chance of being stopped. So black kids are stopped more than twice as often just because blacks don't drop down to 12.5% until 50. Well, I've crossed that magic line. So now I can drive with the same chance of being pulled over for investigative reasons as a young white kid. I think that's progress. I'm not sure. Who's paying attention? I hope you are. Is it all bad news? I hope not. It's a new year. We got a new start. We got a chance. I'm going to do the podcast as often as I can, but I feel bad bringing you guys the same news over and over. There's a saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. I hope something changes. So here it is. Dennis Rodman is not a diplomat. Duck Commander guy is not open-minded. Barack Obama is still black. And I don't know. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden. I'm going to be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, January 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Hope to see you there. Hope you're keeping warm wherever you are, because you know there's a polar vortex going on, even though today it's expected to hit 50 degrees in New York. What? Did the weatherman say that? No, I said that. American, stop canceling flights.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny. And I love you.